The minor prophets. Do you ever think why they're called minor prophets when we consider who they are? It's not about what they said. Actually, it's not about what they said, because what they said is important. They're based on being called the minor prophets for one reason. It's because what they said it very shortly, in a very short, succinct manner, very precise and very specific. They didn't spend a whole lot of time bouncing around, and they're very clear on what they were having to say. You know, Sacramento, our class started studying the minor prophets about 3 years ago, and there's 12 minor prophets. You're probably all aware of that. They start with Hosea and end with Malachi. And as you've seen in our program, we're only going to talk about five of them. And when I looked at the program, my first thought was, okay, so those are, you know, five important minor prophets. But there's one thing about the minor prophets and how they set it up in the program and the order. Does anybody notice that? About the order of the selection? They're not in order, are they? And so my thinking is, well, okay, so why? You know, so I start kind of trying to consider, well, why would the Seattle class put these in this order, and what reason would they do this? And I thought there must be some higher order and, you know, some feature as to the minor prophets. And so I went to Byron Keith and I said, Byron, why did you do this? And he said, well, that's just the way it ended up. Well, anyway, you know, I, as I said, I thought about this quite a bit, and I found the significance in the order, and hopefully that'll come out a little bit later. Again, in the study, one thing I started asking myself as we were going through these various minor prophets, I found an underlying theme, and I found myself asking, why would the Heavenly Father allow in the Bible a recurring theme that kind of recurs over and over and over? And maybe some of the other brethren that will be giving talks on these minor prophets will have other ideas, but I found one underlying theme in there that I felt was significantly important. You know, and I kept finding it everywhere I read. As one goes through these prophets, I found that there's an important theme for us, for the church class. You know, they're in the scriptures. There are a lot of scriptures that relate to these particular thoughts and themes. And I won't bring those scriptures out because I'm certain that the brethren that will be giving their specific talks will be bringing these out. But here's the major theme that I found. And this is God and his relationship with the nation of Israel. God told the nation of Israel multiple times that you are my people. You are a chosen generation. You only will I know. And this theme is consistent through these prophets. But there's an underlying fact. If, and what's the if? If you will follow me, be obedient, and follow my commandments. Very clear outline. And what does Israel say? We will. We will do that. And what do? They don't. And what happens when they don't? God chastises them. He chastises them to the point where they become repentant. The Heavenly Father turns their face away from them. But what does he do in the end? He forgives them. I will restore you from out of the depths. And what do we learn from these lessons from our Heavenly Father? We learn about, for us, the church class, we learn about his forbearance. Think about the many times the Heavenly Father with the nation of Israel and the prophets said, you know, if you do these things over and over again, you will be my chosen people. And how many times did they say, yes, we will? And how many times did they fail to do that? And how many times has the Heavenly Father forgiven them and restored them? It shows his forbearance. It shows his long suffering. It shows his love, his mercy, his justice, and his wisdom. And so, as our class has been going through these minor prophets, I see this underlying theme of God's justice, wisdom, love, and power in how he deals with the nation of Israel. His consistency and his never-ending ability to forgive. And what does that mean for us? We need forgiveness, don't we, brethren? It's important for us to have forgiveness. If you go back and you look at the names of these prophets. And here's where I found for myself a kind of a process in consistency with the way that the prophets are set up in this particular study. The first one that will be talked about by Brother George is Micah. And Micah, if you look at his name, it says, who is God? That's Micah's name. Who is Yahweh? Who is the Lord? And the message or the theme of the book is God the Eternal Judge. The Eternal Judge to the point where it leads to a prosperous kingdom. That's Micah. Zephaniah, Zephaniah means those that are hidden are protected by God. If you think about our Heavenly Father and the fact that, you know, he will protect those that he loves, it adds, I think, some significant meanings to what this means. It also means the day of the Lord. And is the day of the Lord important to us in God's plans and purposes? That's Zephaniah. Hosea means salvation. Redeeming love, it shows the theme is the redeeming love and the salvation of that nation, eventually the world of mankind. Joel, again, Yahweh is God. Again, it also means the day of the Lord. And then finally, Amos, the burden bearer. When you think about the burden bearer, our Heavenly Father being the burden bearer, our Lord being the burden bearer, bearing the burdens of the entire world of mankind in his ransom, it really, really shows us again the justice, wisdom, love, and power of our Heavenly Father in his thinking and plans for the world of mankind. It means his redeeming love and his salvation towards all those that he loves. So I in going through these, I found it interesting that these thoughts have to do with God, the all powerful God, the loving God, the day of the Lord, the redeeming Lord, and the Heavenly Father, that in the end is the for the world of mankind through the church. We'll bear their burdens when we deal with the world of mankind, won't we? What a wonderful blessing to know these things.